Traffic and weather together on the nines. The 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So everybody must be asking the same question: when does this all clear out?
This is the first time I've heard of this. What's happening? So it just keeps getting worse and worse, guys. Temperatures today struggling just to get into the mid 20s. It's going to continue. Saturday is almost going to be a repeat of today. Another cold day. You'll see the inversion sticking with us, and even Sunday for the new year, it's going to be around most of the day. It's not until Sunday evening that snow showers are going to start to move in. With that, we'll start to mix this out. So the air quality get even better for the day on Monday and Tuesday, and we're looking at some clear conditions there. There is the potential right now, it looks like, heading into Monday morning for some accumulating snow, a couple inches of snow. So keep that in mind on that Monday morning commute if you're going to be heading anywhere. And then we're going to be looking at the coldest air we have seen in 4 years moving in by midweek. A high of 15 on Thursday and a high of 14 on Friday.
Wind chills a factor here?
Anytime you get temperatures that cold, yeah, if the wind kicks up even 3 or 4 miles per hour, you're going to feel a wind chill with it into the single digits or below zero.
Meantime, it's the inversion, kind of cold. What about New Year's Eve for people outside?
People are going to be heading out. We're going to have the inversion with us, kind of how it's going to look tonight. You can almost use that as your gauge. Temperatures will be in the lower 20s and into the upper teens, so you'll want to bundle up with that as well. But very similar to what we've seen, it seems like, the last couple of years.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dan. 21 degrees in Salt Lake City.